Well, I'm Elizabeth Unlow. I was bred and born in Salford, and I'm 106.
Betty, tell me a bit about what you've been doing in terms of volunteering. Is this something you've always done in your life?
Yeah, I've done it here for 40 years. I've just got a brooch for it for doing 40 years.
And what sort of things do you do at the hospital?
Oh, I used to be on the canteen like here.
And when you volunteer, you worked in the canteen, you're a bit older now, but you're still helping out. What sort of things do you do?
Well, I'll get bags ready for them for when they're serving toast in the morning. I put a plate and a knife and a serviette in a bag so that when they're serving the toast, they've got the bags all ready. All they do is just have to put the toast in the bag and hand it over. And then another thing, they have big cups, cardboard cups, for drinks. And you have to put a cardboard at the bottom of them so that they can hold them and not squeeze it, It helps to do other two things, yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to help out at 106 years old?
I'd do anything to help. At the home, I bake for them every Monday. I make two or three cakes, big cakes.
What do you get out of that, giving up your time to help people?
Well, it helps to put the time on, Oh, I mean, I enjoy doing it, really. I do anything they ask me to do.
And, of course, as well, you're getting an award off the Prime Minister. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I've had a few awards, really. I've got the MBE, and I've got a badge for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years.
It's nice to get that recognition, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, it's quite nice, really, yeah. I'd miss coming if I didn't come on a Thursday. I come every Thursday. And on a Tuesday, I go to Henshaw's Blind Society. And that's like a social afternoon, We play dominoes, so something to keep you all going.
What's your secret, then? Is it keeping going? Is it
keeping your mind alert, yeah. I think that's the best thing, If you give things up, you've had it.
And what do your family say? They must be very proud of you.
Well, they are, really, I've never been married, so I've never had any children, but I've had plenty of nieces and nephews, and they're all very good with me.
I mean, the Prime Minister's described you as a remarkable woman. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's what he thinks, isn't it? It's very, very nice, yeah, very nice indeed, yeah.
And obviously, you're 106 now. Will you just keep going? Is that your motto?
I'll go as long as I can go.
A lot of young people could learn a lot from you, giving up your time to help others. Would you recommend it to people?
Oh, I would, because it's nice to think you can do something for somebody else.